it's just a rap thing.
And we're back with episode 26 of The Sound of Struggle. I am one third of the new MPW Tag Team Champions, Tag Struggle. I'm Chris Parrish.
And I just lost my training facility.
Yeah. That is Manaik. He is a second third of the new MPW Tag Team Champions. Sean Martins, who's listening, I know he is the third of thirds. The new MPW Tag Team Champions.
We won. We did it our way.
Yeah, since we never lost our titles, we just took them.
Yeah. MPW management want to screw with us? Nah, we win.
Yeah. We screw you better.
Yeah. And then it was an eventful night Saturday.
It was.
You almost won the Leo Bear Cup again.
I know.
If it wasn't for that dastardly hold that took you out.
Yeah, what can I say?
Surprised you survived, to be honest.
What can I say? A crossface. It can,
It takes out families.
It's not something you pull out during Thanksgiving.
No.
But, you know what? I did do.
Oh, wait. Do tell.
I went full Roman Reigns.
Yes, you did. We went full Shield.
Ooh!
Shield powerbombed Eddie Rude on his stupid head.
Yeah.
Shave the sides of your head. We'll drop you on the top of it, dummy.
And I heard a cheetah bear, but that's beside
the
point.
You heard a cheetah bear? Did you capture it?
No.
He got away? Let's go hunting!
He's probably crawling somewhere.
He's injured.
Yeah. So yeah. Tag Struggle, new MPW Tag Team Champions. That's a beautiful thing.
It's a little bit of alright.
It's Struggleicious, bitch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just that part. It put a real, real big smile on my face.
Put a real big smile on other parts of my body as well.
Yeah. But at the end, all we can do is say,
Tag Struggle!
Yeah. So, we're going to start this podcast with hockey.
Of course.
Because, you know, we can.
So, this just in. Series tied 2-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yep.
It looks like it could be a home thing. It's a lot of homes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm part of a gang.
Smashville tonight, though.
5-1-4-1, back-to-back. That Smashville crowd, that got in the goalies' heads. I don't even know who played in goal tonight.
I'd have to say it's because PK Subban really didn't like Sidney Crosby saying that he had bad breath. He bought a bag full of Listerine bottles.
Did he take it on the ice?
I made sure that Nashville, everyone on the team, Smashville, cleanest breath in the world.
And then tried to make out with him.
Yeah.
Take that, Crosby. It's psychological.
Yeah. And then just blew the Penguins away.
Yes.
2-2. It's going to be a series.
And speaking of Smashville,
it's a best of three now.
Yes. Yes.
So, who do you have?
I picked Nashville in 7.
So, yeah. You know what? I picked Nashville in 7 as well. And, yeah. And that is going to be nice.
It'll be a little bit of all right.
Yeah. It's not completely Struggleicious.
Not yet.
No. But it's a, it's a hint of Struggleicious.
A dash. A dollop, if you will.
A dash and Dawson of Struggleicious.
Yes, indeed. Indubitably.
Yeah.
They are reviving.
Fuck the revival.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Says Cody Rhodes.
I wonder what he has beef with them for.
I don't know, but that is like the funniest thing in the world.
On being the elite? Mm. Hilarious.
Yeah, basically, that's not all we have on hockey, though.
No, I actually want to stay with that a little bit. There's a guy who threw the catfish on the ice in game one.
Yeah.
He actually got arrested, and he was looking at facing up to 6 years and $13,000 in fines.
And they drop the charges as quickly as Pittsburgh drops games 3 and 4.
And then he goes back to Nashville in game 3. He's a celebrity. He's signing autographs. They had an autograph signing outside of the arena. If that's all it takes, we'd be legends down there.
Catfish. Okay, got it. Next time I go to Nashville, I need catfish.
That and get booked in Tennessee for some wrestling.
Tennessee's known for wrestling?
So I've heard. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe I'll royalty. Maybe I gotta just punch out a comedian.
We did do that.
We did do that.
We're on our way.
So what does Jerry Lawler do that we can't get over with? Now, I don't know.
Here's what he does. He's the booker and puts himself over for like 300 different titles.
You know what? You know what the struggle needs?
To get 300 different titles?
No, we need the king to help us find our way to Nashville.
Yes. Wait, are we talking King from Ready to Rumble, or are we talking Jerry the King Lawler?
No, Jerry the King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the real king.
Okay.
He is the king of Memphis.
Yeah. What about, could we settle for a prince for now? Like, I don't know, I know this, I heard this guy, Devitt, I heard he's pretty good.
No.
No?
Nah, okay. He's Irish. Nobody likes the Irish.
No. Not even the IRA. They hate themselves.
Yeah, Irish are fat. Nobody likes them.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, Lundqvist, MCL sprain because his own teammate,
who is playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs,
yeah,
they can't do anything right, even when they win.
Hurting your own goalie, you douche.
That's what you get for being a Nylander.
Selfish.
Also staying in the East Coast?
Yeah.
Columbus Blue Jackets have apparently reached out to Kovalchuk.
Yeah.
See if there's any interest.
You know what? I actually see Kovalchuk being or staying in the East. If he's going to play, I think he's going to stay in the East. My, I think my top places I would see him go, if it's not the Devils, I would put Columbus in there. I could see the Islanders.
What about Washington?
No. Cap, I don't think they have the cap.
What about with Radulov and Montreal?
No, I'd put Florida in there.
Well, fair enough.
With an honorable mention to possibly Detroit.
Detroit could use them.
Yeah. But, I mean, who knows?
And staying with stuff of people might be moving, Ovechkin apparently could be on the chopping block,
rumor,
which is huge.
Rumor galore going right now.
Yeah, because the GM's like, well, for the right price, yeah.
There's a rumor that the Calgary Flames, of all teams, offered Sam Bennett, that Oliver Klingington, and 2 first-round draft picks for Alexander Kovalchuk.
Alexander Kovalchuk? You mean Ovechkin?
Yeah, he's a
either one. Take both of them. Whatever.
Either one. They have no cups,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, fair enough. And reportedly, Ovechkin was rumored to have said that the Habs or the Stars, he'd be okay with going to either one of those. Apparently, he loves Montreal.
Well, I mean, the nightlife is good. I have good food.
Nightlife is fantastic. It's a little bit of all right over there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he'd probably be playing with Galchenyuk if they don't send him the other way.
Yeah. I think I heard something about Galchenyuk actually might be going to arbitration. They might even...
See, I heard that Montreal put... you know what? Actually, the rumor that I heard with Montreal actually involved Galchenyuk.
What was yours?
Montreal's, I heard, was Galchenyuk, a goalie prospect, another forward prospect, and a couple first-rounders. So it'd be basically giving up... I think it was Sergachev, actually, was one.
Okay.
Maybe not a forward. Maybe it was Sergachev.
Also hearing rumors of the Oilers starting to shop around Eberle.
See, I heard they got a couple offers.
Ah.
Which I don't think Eberle's being shopped, but I think
they're listening.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be a fool not to if it's a good trade that helps make it.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I mean, so I think this is the part of the show where we should create a rumor.
Yeah, we will trade Mike Mallowaney for somebody that can...
Is not him?
Have a successful date.
Well...
Well, I mean...
We'll have to trade several first-round picks for that. Actually, we'll probably trade half our roster.
We'll probably trade up the next 7 years of first-hand picks. First left-hand picks.
Also, I heard a rumor. No, starting here first, a rumor that Marcus Kruger of the Chicago Blackhawks could potentially end up over in Latvia. Hmm. Let's start that rumor.
Okay.
What about yours?
My rumor. Okay. You know what? I got this one. I'm going to start a rumor. Patrick Sharp slept with Duncan Keith's wife.
That's not something you started. That was started a long time ago. And I'm pretty sure it's confirmed.
Huh. Okay. Mike Comrie had intercourse with Tommy Sowell's wife.
That's also confirmed. Oh, I got one. Patrick Kane beat the hell out of a cabbie.
With his older brother.
Yeah. Oh, has that happened? Oh. Wow.
Hmm. Well, you mean not... How about Ryan Malone gets caught possession of crack cocaine?
That's a good... No. I'm pretty sure that happened,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that happened, too.
What about everybody with last name Kane that has anything to do with Buffalo raped people?
Also happened. Unless Glenn Jacobs is from Buffalo.
Definitely not. I'm pretty sure he's from, like, Kentucky or Tennessee or something. I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to start one.
Okay.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are still not going to win the Stanley Cup.
That's real, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not good at rumors.
No, I guess neither of those are.
I mean, our last podcast, I mean, we said we're going to run in on the tag title match. And
we actually told. We gave them a heads up, and they had no idea.
We're honest people. We don't do rumors. We tell truth.
Yes. Yes. I don't get how they didn't know it was going to happen.
Oh, God.
We told everybody, and no one believed it. Well, you're all dumb, so there you go.
Idiots.
Scott Stevens apparently is no longer with the Minnesota Wild. And my question is, when the hell did he get with the Minnesota Wild? I guess he was an assistant coach for a year. I had no idea he was even there. I thought he was still part of, like, player discipline. I didn't realize he was assistant coach or anywhere. What do I know?
Well, given how NHL actually disciplines players, I would have said he left a while ago.
Yeah, it turns out, I looked into it, Chris Pronger, he's in charge of that.
Yeah.
That explains so very, very much.
Don't you remember the All-Star game where he smashed Bieber's head against the glass and then suspended himself?
Yeah, but see, I assumed he was part of it, not the guy running it.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy.
That is embarrassing. Almost as embarrassing as that.
Yeah.
Okay. They look like whores.
Yeah. Our moms are hanging out right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. are Papa and Mama Maniac are actually in town.
Hey, guess what? Mom and Papa Parrish are in town, too.
They live here, though.
They're still in town.
That's true. I have to say that I am...
I'm not wrong. See? Yeah. Truth.
Yeah, it's true. Right? We cannot tell a lie.
No.
We make Honest Abe look like Unhonest Abe. Fuck the Revival. Actually, I really like them. I can't say that.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Chris Simon files for bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's not really hockey, so we can move on. Didn't you say a KHL team is being booted out?
Let me try and pronounce this name. Metallurg Novokuznetsk, wherever the hell that is.
That was perfect pronunciation.
Da.
Yeah. Das Auto.
That's German, but we'll go with it. Vodka. Russian standard vodka.
How does Hyundai do it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're being booted out of the KHL because apparently they can't meet the financial requirements. So clearly they're owned by Chris Simon.
Yes. I mean, there's no other way around it.
No, that makes sense to me.
Yep. Speaking of people pulling out of with because of money, the investors for possible Seattle.
For hockey?
Yeah, for one of the main investors pulled out. So the Seattle Arena can all get renovations now to meet NHL standards.
That's really funny.
So that got put on hold. So I'm trying to remember the name of the arena. Something to do with Key. I don't remember it.
Let's see. Key Lime Pie? Key West?
Keystone?
Keystone?
No, that's just like a drink.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Key Arena. Simple as that. The Key Arena.
The Key Arena. That's what it is.
Yeah. Sure. A major investment group pulled out of their financial donation for the renovation of the Key Arena. So the Seattle development to explore an NHL relocation has been put on hold.
I'm just throwing it out there, but why not Quebec City? They're ready.
They won't need a team in the East to have 16-16, just saying.
Because what they can do is do that, and they can take a team from the East, because those guys both have eight. The only division that won't have eight will right now be the Central. You just take Detroit, move them over to Central, boom, there's Quebec City. There you go. You're laughing.
See? Struggle can figure it out.
It's just NHL. Gary Bettman, stop being a knob. Bill Daly, you suck. Guys, give us a call.
Yeah.
We will fix you.
Bill Daly, stop stealing Maniac's haircut.
Yeah.
He invented that look.
I did. After I got in a fight with a polar bear.
Yeah. And beat it up just like I injured a cheetah bear.
We hunt big game.
Yeah.
We're big game hunters.
They can't bear the struggle.
Exactly. But we're not inhumane people. Relax. We catch and release.
Yeah. We just like to watch them.
Struggle.
Exactly. To us, it's a little bit of all right.
It is a little bit of all right. That's all I got for hockey. Anything else for hockey?
Not really too much. I mean, Vegas, I guess, has said they're not looking at Ovechkin's trades. McPhee flat out said that. He also admitted that other teams are asking them to sign free agents that they want. Just because they have a 48-hour window prior to any other team, so they can then trade that free agent to the other team.
Yeah, and I know that there were talks, again, this is a rumor, but there's talks about them actually taking Van Riemsdyk, the defenseman from Chicago,
yeah,
and then working out a trade right afterwards that will actually move Marcus Kruger over there as well. If, of course, he's not going to Latvia. But I don't think he is. There's not much money in Latvia. There's kind of something about civil unrest almost going on over there.
Apparently there's not a lot of money in the Simon household or in Russia.
Maybe that's why they're looking to expand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes all the sense in the world.
All 100 of them. That's a dollar.
But then again, Chris Simon, if he was making sense, he'd be able to pay shit off.
Yeah. Apparently he's got a lot of brain injuries, so I bet you he keeps losing them.
Yeah. His 2 cents are a little bit of, hey, look, a dog.
Yeah, pretty much. Squirrel! I bet you it actually would cost a penny for his thoughts because of all the concussions.
Yeah, you know what? But nobody does pennies anymore.
Exactly, so no one can buy it.
So he overpays and uses a loony.
Yeah, that's probably why he's broke.
For every 2 cents, he gives a loony. Yeah, no wonder he has no money.
Yes. Yes.
We just figured it out. We're accountants now.
So's your dad.
Yeah.
It's a hereditary thing.
It's a genetic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This just in, Parrish, 2018. There's going to be a party here.
Yeah, November 25th.
It's the Grey Cup.
Motherfucker!
And I'm not a huge fan of football. Like, I like football.
Let's go, Saints!
I'm much more of an NFL fan than a CFL fan, but I don't really watch either one per se. But having a Grey Cup here, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a little bit of all right. I think we should bring a strugglicious party to the Grey Cup.
I'm going
to
say this right now, but Drew Brees and the Saints are winning the 2018 Grey Cup.
Is that even a thing? No, actually, I have a question. We're going off topic a little bit, but this question I've asked.
No, we're done with hockey. We're on to the off-topic part of this podcast.
I've asked several people who are NFL fans this question. If you took the worst team that finished dead last in the NFL and put them against whoever won the Grey Cup, who would win?
The Browns.
I thought it'd be the Buccaneers. But what do I know?
Yeah, they suck too. Horrible.
Yeah.
With a their quarterback is the worst, and he steals crab legs. It's brutal.
You think he'd be able to afford crab legs? Maybe he's best friends with Paul, Chris Simon.
Maybe.
It's an epidemic, people. Everyone's just getting dumb and losing their money. Mm-hmm. Losing their money, their marbles, and causing mayhem. The three M's.
M&M&M.
M&M&M&M. Nom 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 nom.
I think that's the Cookie Monster.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Which, by the way, I actually had a conversation with someone today about how funny would it be if the voices of the M&M cartoons did a rap song making fun of other chocolate bars.
But it was actually done by M&M?
No, it was done by the audio guys, and they just called themselves the M&Ms.
And then M&M comes in and destroys them?
No, M&M would make, like, it would be, like, featuring it. M&M.
So, M&M has nothing to do with this.
No. The M&M guys
would
do a rap song featuring Marshall Mathers. That's why they'd be called the M&Ms.
Slim Shady. Yeah, I like it.
So, I think that'd be really funny.
I'm sure they could work that into some sort of Saturday Night Live sketch or something.
Just saying. Like, no, how funny would it be if Marshall Mathers like said, like, yeah, screw Nesquik or screw the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I mean,
don't you dare screw Reese's. Or let me do it. I'll take them out.
I'll do it with my tongue.
Yeah.
I'll tongue.
Give him such a tongue lashing.
Oh, I'll swallow a Reese's Pieces right now.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, yo, man, fool.
Yeah.
I'm coming in ya. At ya. I mean at ya.
Damn.
I know. So,
wrestling, I guess? Might as well.
Before we get into Extreme Rules, the women are having a money. It's about damn time.
Money.
Yeah. Charlotte, Natalia, Carmella, Tamina, Becky. I'm actually excited about this pay-per-view just because it's different. Yeah, I guess he's kind of a Mary, isn't he?
Okay, how funny would it be if he's the one who retrieves the Money in the Bank?
You know, it'd be really funny if he retrieved it the first ever and just destroys it and then tries to cash in and Naomi just kicks the crap out of him.
But here's an idea. What happens if Ellsworth gets it and then turns on Carmella and gives it to somebody else?
That would be different. I guess there's nothing really stopping him from doing it, is there? Because Ricardo Rodriguez tried that one time. So, yeah, you're right. I think that was actually with the heavyweight title. But still, like, it's, yeah, you know what? That's very possible, yeah.
But then again, like...
And, I mean, the 1 year for the, I guess it's against the title match, but Rhino pushed Edge up on his shoulders to get the titles, so, I mean...
Well, didn't Jericho and Michaels have a... weren't they, like, doing a pull-away with the title?
And then it dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely... You know what? That actually would be really cool to see.
I mean, as much as I wouldn't want to see James Ellsworth have any involvement...
The only thing I'd like him to do is face Brock Lesnar, because I want to see 36... German suplexes in a match.
Didn't he do that in the Rumble? And it was awesome.
But he wasn't enough. Yeah. I want more. I want one-on-one. I want 36.
You know what? It was actually Enzo Amore.
Yeah. And it was not sure where that whole thing on Raw's going, but...
Well, I think Cass is the one who attacked him.
Because didn't...
Cass heel turn.
Honestly, didn't... what's his name?
Craig Graves
said, I'll shake the man's hand, and next week, Cass came over and shook his hand.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on here?
Right.
I like it, though. It's different. And you know what? I like Enzo's gift of gab, but him in the ring is honestly below average.
Yeah, but then Cass gave him the big left jab. Knocked him out.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Could be.
But yeah, Money in the Bank. Let's stay with that because I think this match is worthy of conversation.
Indeed. They've actually lately been doing a lot of stuff like this. A lot of firsts. There's a Hell in a Cell. And there's the cage match, the tables match.
Becky Lynch and Charlotte are among a lot of these Evolution for women.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch herself was in the first steel cage.
Yeah.
Charlotte was in the first Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
It's... And now they're going to be
Wasn't
part
Becky
of the money
also
movie.
In the first tables match? No. Yeah. Never mind. No.
Alexa Bliss. But she was in...
Oh, the first singles tables match, I guess, yeah.
That's where she lost the title to Alexa Bliss. But I think it just shows you a staple of a couple of these women. When this the faith they have, they've only been in the company for a few years.
And yeah, it's about time.
They're true to the faith. And I actually do believe that Becky Lynch and Charlotte are the two top talents of the women division right now. Raw or SmackDown.
You think so?
Yeah. I personally believe it.
Okay.
I mean, is there anybody on Raw that you think in-ring is better than those two?
I'd put Alexa Bliss up there. I don't know if she'd be better, but I'd put her up there for sure.
See, for me, I would put Alexa Bliss up there when it comes to mic skills. Okay. When it comes to in-ring, I don't think she's quite at a Becky Lynch level. And I don't think she hangs well with a Charlotte yet. I think Charlotte is too much of a general.
Yeah, I think Charlotte's overall the best. I don't know. I used to think Sasha Banks is up there talent-wise, but to have her with Alicia Fox in the matches I just don't care about, whatever. I didn't even watch that match last night. I didn't watch it at all. I have no idea what happened.
So we're going over to Extreme Rules now. We're going to talk about the
results. I'm just saying that.
Well, I mean, we might as well.
Matter of fact, I thought it'd be on the pre-show, and it wasn't. I'm like, what the hell?
What was
the pre-show? The pre-show match was Kalisto versus Apollo Crews, and it was actually better than I thought it would be. I bet you it was...
Did Apollo finally win?
No.
Really?
No. What's his face?
Titus?
Yeah, Titus. I think I'm pretty sure cost him the match. I think distracted him or did something. Then...
Oh, yeah. That's what they've been kind of doing lately.
Yeah. And Kalisto basically was behind him kind of getting up and basically ran, grabbed Apollo, did his... was it something Del Sol, whatever the hell that's called?
Slated Del Sol.
Yeah, that. But kicked Titus in the face and knocked him off the apron.
Nice.
Yeah, it was actually really well done.
Good job.
I think that should have been on the main card if that was a thing. I mean,
side note, Kalisto, I think, should then go to the Cruiserweight division.
I think he'd be breath of fresh air. I mean, eventually we'll get to it, so why don't we do it now? Neville retains again in a really good match, actually.
Really good match.
I was unsure. I thought it was going to be finally, it's Aries' time, and they had me. I was actually a couple times, I was wearing both sides.
Aries proved that he's not on the Neville level.
It's fantastic. But it was a hell of a good match.
He could not dethrone the king of the cruiserweights.
Give me your bet.
See, that wasn't a bad one.
Yeah, no, it actually wasn't terrible. No, pretty good, pretty good.
I've been practicing, actually.
Why?
I just think it's fun to make... to mock the accents. I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
I tend to put more time into trying how to mock them better, and then I actually get kind of good.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Or I really suck at it. Either way, it's funny.
Either way. Either way, it's fun with me. So that match was good, but the first actual match of the show, I'm trying to think, I can't remember what it was.
Intercontinental Title.
Oh, yes. That was actually really good, too.
It's funny, for a match with Extreme Rules, the gimmick of the match is you can't cheat.
Yeah.
I actually like it.
I thought it was kind of, when I first heard it, I thought it was kind of dumb. But the way they pulled it off, they did a very good job. Congrats to the Miz.
To me, one of the highlights of the match was Miz was getting, beat down for a bit. He gets up, his wife's on the apron, he looks at Maryse and he's like, slap me.
Yep.
Slaps him. Everyone thinks this is going to be a disqualification. And instead, the referee just throws Maryse out.
Yeah. It's, it makes me appreciate Miz even more because, I mean, I've gone that way before. Do anything to keep a title. I mean, you do what you got
to
do.
Whereas in this case, Miz was trying to do anything to get the title.
You got
to
respect that. All's fair in love and war.
And at the end... the referee is trying to get Maryse out.
And you know what? Kudos to the referee who didn't just stop the match. Good for him, keeping it going.
And then The Miz threw Ambrose into the referee, and the referee legitimately thought Ambrose pushed him. And before he could disqualify him, skull-crushing finale, one, two, three, Miz becomes a 7-time Intercontinental Champion.
2 away from Jericho.
Now the second most.
Yes.
He was actually tied with Rob Van Dam and one other person. I know Razor had 5.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. It was one more person. I believe it might have been Shelton Benjamin.
That wouldn't surprise me. Like him or even Jeff Hardy. He went back and forth with Giant Nitro or John Morrison a few times. Yeah, something like that. That's not surprising at all. And you think about it. He didn't even get his first Intercontinental title reign until 2012 or 13, at least. Yep. It's only been in the last, 5 years he's done that. So that's kind of impressive.
And Jericho has already admitted that if he ever ties Jericho, he's coming back to take the title. So he says he cannot lose to The Miz or be tied with The Miz. He has to beat The Miz.
Which I think is hilarious.
Yeah. And I believe it.
I do too.
I mean,
maybe they're actually working towards that. Do this big old tour thing and have it get the next 2 years get closer or get 2-9 so he has to come back.
Yeah, he comes back and give me your belt.
Give me a belt.
So it's a real thing.
I like it.
And then yes, we had Rich Swann and Alicia Fox. No, just kidding. It was Sasha Banks against Alicia Fox and Noam Dar.
Rich, well, which one? Noam Dar would. What? I don't like how they're using Noam Dar. Is such a good talent. And they're doing this.
I don't like the way they're making the cruiserweights look like a sideshow.
No,
they got to get rid of the purple robes.
I don't even care with that, but it's just the fact that you're just doing these storylines is stupid.
So, yeah, to me, it's not so much the storyline I hate. It's the fact that you're stretching it out. It's the fact that you have the purple robes. You changed the whole outlook of it. And then it just looks like a sideshow.
Now, honestly, keep the ropes what the color they are for Raw. And then once 205 Live, then change the rope. Different show. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I have no problem with it being different as a show, no. But if it's part of Raw, it's part of Raw.
Because it's almost like, you know, we have it on Raw, but it's not really part of Raw. It's kind of a slap in the face to them.
Oh, I think 100%. I think, in a way, they are cut down without really, like, ever having a true chance to defend themselves. It's one of those...
Meanwhile, Neville or Aries or... You know what, even maybe a Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, these guys could hang with some of the guys on the main roster.
I think one of the best matches I've seen in the Cruiserweights that's outside of Aries and Neville was the match after WrestleMania, the Raw after WrestleMania with Mustafa Ali and Neville.
Yeah, that was good.
It was a really good match.
Yeah. And, I mean, you watched, was it the UK Championship, the first time it was defended by Tyler Bate, it was against Jack Gallagher. Those guys are both Cruiserweights. Yeah. It was a hell of a good match.
And then you could even add Pat... Dunn in there.
Pete Dunn, absolutely.
You know what? You can even add a Finn Balor because he's under 205.
He is.
There's a lot.
There's Kalisto. There's, I'm trying to think of who else. I bet you, honestly.
There's a lot of people in NXT.
Oh, yeah. And I bet you anything, if you told me that Seth Rollins is under 205, I wouldn't necessarily be surprised. He's not huge.
No, I think, you know what?
But they don't want to do that because they want
to. To me, he looks like a lead, like a 220.
Yeah.
Like.
But I mean, again, so does Finn Balor though. He's, I mean, just incredibly shredded.
Yeah, but Finn Balor's build is 190.
That's already. Honestly, if we,
I think I think Jeff Hardy could possibly go down.
I agree.
He would look like a big 205 though.
I think he is a big 205.
Yeah. But.
Go back to Matt Hardy doing it again. I think it'd be hilarious.
But didn't Cedric Alexander actually...
He lost like 30 pounds to join this.
Yeah, he actually...
Like legitimate 30 pounds.
But I mean, this is also where they can look at the indies and they can be like, hey, maybe this is something we could add outside talent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Have someone like, say, a Cedric Alexander or someone like that, they win the title or something like that, and then someone heel-wise accuses them of not making weight or not being... And then they constantly follow around and test them for, like... It would be comedy, but it would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would
like,
be...
Like, try to kick them out of the division. I think it would be so funny.
It would be a good angle, for sure.
Speaking of which, Kurt Angle, he is not a cruiserweight.
No, and apparently there is something that could really, really affect his status.
And in a shoot interview... He actually said within the next 6 to 8 months, he is apparently getting back in the ring.
I would definitely expect he'd be having a match at SummerSlam.
That's fantastic. Maybe he can do a match at SummerSlam against Brock Lesnar, and then Brock Lesnar can do a shooting star press to redeem himself. Maybe.
You know what? I just somehow think he's just going to do a suplex off the top.
Yeah, maybe.
Air suplex.
Suplex City turns into Suplex Hole in the Ground?
Possibly.
Back to Extreme Rules.
To kind of close out with
Extreme Rules. I digress.
Yeah, the tag team title match with the Hardys against...
Which we've talked about already, and I liked it. Until...
Yeah, so... They're against Sheamus and Cesaro.
I still like them.
Cesaro, his ability to climb the cage... is phenomenal.
Yeah, Matt actually, I'm pretty sure, had to actually work to keep him in because he was climbing quickly.
Yes.
Which I liked.
Very easy. It took him 2 steps and he's at the top.
He's really gangly, but in a good way.
Well, he's tall and he's strong, so he can just pull himself up. And then his...
Made it look more like an actual, like he's trying to actually escape, like, instead of
working. He's very athletic for a guy his
Super
size.
Super athletic.
But yeah, it wasn't a bad match. I actually enjoyed the match.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy gets out first. It's a 2-on-1 on Matt Hardy. They're beating him down. And then Jeff Hardy goes to do his whisper in the wind off the top of the cage. Cool, all right. But you know what? I give all the props in the world to the announcers because they made sure it got across that, well, Jeff Hardy has now re-entered the match. Because it has to be both guys on the outside at the same time. Which is okay.
The confusion was you didn't know that at the time.
No, you didn't know at the start, and then they had to kind of say it to cover it up, which they did a good job.
The finish ended up being Cesaro and Sheamus climbing out of the ring just before Matt Hardy can pull Jeff Hardy to the outside.
Because he killed himself.
As they were going to the floor.
Yeah.
So which Jeff Hardy was still in the ring. Matt Hardy was out of the ring via the door, while Cesaro and Sheamus dropped down.
Which kind of makes Jeff look like a moron, really. Like you were out, and you cost your team the match because you got back in. So, I didn't know if this was actually ever a thing.
And you know what? This does kind of reminisce of a previous cage match they had years back, where Matt's already on the outside. He's at the top. Jeff Hardy's at the top of the cage. I believe it was against the Dudleys.
Yep, and then he ended up jumping back in and either missing or hit something, but he ended up losing because of it.
Yeah, and... But at the same time, like, to us, I think the confusion was we just thought Jeff Hardy was already out. So as soon as Matt Hardy was out, like, well, both Hardys escaped before the other team.
Yeah.
That's a win. But like you said, the announcers made quick and a great job of covering up the fact that both members of a team need to be out at the same time before the other team to win the match. So because of that, we have new tag champions, Cesaro and Sheamus.
Which, there's a couple things we talked about. One, I would have said, if that's the case, you let one of them, Sheamus, Cesaro, one of them, go. Get over there, climb out. Jeff Hardy catches him before he gets to the ground. Or even grabs him, beats the hell out of him, throws him back in the ring. He's beaten down, Matt gets out. There you go. There's one way of doing it. I think that's the way a tag circle would do it, because we're smart. Huh. But, I mean... You know, book us, Vince. Find out. We can do it. And the second part is maybe this will break Matt. Maybe, but, you know, if they don't have the whole broken Matt Hardy, maybe he'll go with fractured Matt Hardy.
But maybe they'll break both Matt and Jeff. Maybe they're the broken Hardy boys.
The broken Hardys, yes. And then they join up with, Bray Wyatt, maybe?
Or James Ellsworth.
Wrong show.
He gets traded.
Sure. Why not? But no, like that, or, you know, change Matt's name to Bro Ken. He can just be like Long Island Ice Z, but not.
I still like my idea of bring back Ken Anderson.
Bro Kennedy?
He's Mr. Bro Kennedy. Bro Kennedy.
Anderson!
I can't use Anderson. There's Carl Anderson.
Anderson.
And Gallows.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Gallows and Anderson could be turning babyface?
Possibly.
I asked this because we got the Revival coming back.
Which is awesome. Mm.
Say yeah!
Yeah!
And, I can only assume they're going to feud with the Hardy Boys.
Which would be awesome.
Or they could feud with Cesaro and Sheamus.
They could, but two heels teams. I mean, they've done it before, but it's not easy to do.
And then Revival goes against the Hardys. Gallows and Anderson goes against, who are now babyface, goes against Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah, that's possible. Now, do you think they do some sort of stay face, join up with Finn Balor and the make an actual Balor Club?
That's what I'm kind of going towards. A possible reunification of...
Which would be sweet.
Bullet Club members. Bullet Club alumni.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I mean, we are kind of getting closer and closer to SummerSlam.
And they always do something big for SummerSlam.
Yep.
Like TakeOver 3. TakeOver Brooklyn, Part 3.
Yep. Kind of leads us to the main event, Fatal 5-Way.
Well, there's also the woman match before that, which I'm not impressed with Bayley at all. And, Alexis Bliss is still champ. Okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great. Like, it was a really short match, and they basically buried Bayley.
See, I didn't mind the fact that it was a short match, because I didn't think they needed to go out and do that much.
No, but, I mean, they basically buried Bayley. But, I mean, I'm starting to get sick of her, because she's just stagnant. She's just, like John Cena, she's too, you know, hey, let's go, guys. And it's like, add an edge to it.
She seems like she's too immature of a character.
Yes. Very good. Very
but
well.
Not like immature, like us immature, but too.
We're immature in an awesome way.
Too. It seems like she's too little girl trying to stay afloat with all the women.
Yes. She hasn't hit puberty yet.
She's still at the kiddie table.
She's trying to transition, and it's not working out so well.
What happens if she was in a tables match and she brought out a kiddie table? How funny would that actually be?
I'd expect that from, like, R-Truth or someone.
Or, like, a female midget.
Yeah, that too.
But,
Short sleeve Samson in a wig?
Short sleeve Jessica Samson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. Shout out to Short Sleeve Samson, by the way.
Hello! We were in Vegas one time.
I wrestled him.
Twice.
And lost.
Twice?
Yeah. I came up short.
Yeah, you did. Did you both get paid under the table?
I don't know. It was an oversight.
Haha. Yay.
Yeah.
On to the main event.
On to the main event. Fatal 5-Way. Very good match.
It really was.
And a little surprised with the finish.
I'm excited with the finish. Something that you and I have talked about probably on an early, probably one of the first five podcasts of having Samoa Joe take on Brock Lesnar and think he's one of the only guys who could legitimately do it.
See,
we get to find out now.
I think
that's great balls of fire.
Yeah. But the finish actually came, like, it was actually quite nice because we saw Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns do their, you know, back and forth, buckle bomb,
yep.
Superman punch.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Finn Balor comes in, does his swing blade, his dropkick to the corner, going up for coup de grace.
Hits it.
Samoa Joe comes in, puts him in the Coquita clutch.
The only thing you forgot was that Bray Wyatt came in just before that, and then Finn Balor, or I guess... Roman Reigns got rid of him, and then Finn Balor came in. But,
yeah.
Whatever. Anyways.
I was trying not to bury Bray, but...
Well, I mean, everyone else is doing it on Raw. Might as well join them.
Samoa Joe gets the submission victory.
Yeah.
Which I was actually quite surprised there was another submission victory, seeing how there's a submission match.
Yeah.
But with that being said, Samoa Joe becomes the number one contender to the Universal title against Brock Lesnar.
It's going to be a little bit of all right. It's going to be a good time.
Now, that's a legit main event.
Yes, it is.
On a card that does not have a legit name.
On a side note, someone actually pointed out on Twitter, if you look at the Great Balls of Fire logo they put up at the end, or near the end of the pay-per-view, it looks like from the explosion of fire, like two balls, and then if you look at the words, like, was it Great Balls of, that all part's all a different color, it looks like a shaft, and then a tip. It looks like they put a penis as part of the logo for the next pay-per-view. That's a little bit of all right.
I'm sure it wasn't Brock Lesnar's tattoo.
Isn't it a penis with a handle?
More or less.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Brock Lesnar wins.
Spoiler alert, Brock Lesnar loves it on the titties.
It's because he's a Jets fan.
Among other things.
And he lives in Saskatchewan.
And he tried it for the Vikings?
Yeah, they suck balls.
Balls!
On fire.
Yeah, the great ones.
Yeah.
Man, there it is, tied all together.
See, struggle. We're accounting, and we should get the Nobel Peace Prize for being awesome.
For being peaceful.
For being struggleicious, bitch.
And noble in these dangerous times.
For being Jamie Noble.
For beating Jamie Noble. I don't know when we did that, but...
By God.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah.
So?
What do you think we will see from Samoa Joe Brock Lesnar?
It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be... lots of suplexes both ways. I would love to see a muscle buster. I would love to see that.
I think this is going to be a very interesting
match. It's going to be, I think, honestly, Nakamura, Sami Zayn, hard hitting. Like, they're just going to beat the hell out of each other. And I'm okay with that.
I'm very okay with that.
Something that you've been saying for over a year, and I've been agreeing with, that this match should happen. I think it's going to be a little bit of all right.
I think to the occasional fan, they may not buy great balls of fire, but I think every hardcore wrestling fan wants to see Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe.
I think every hardcore wrestling fan will have balls that are full of fiery greatness when this match is happening.
What else do you think is going to get added to that?
I'm assuming there'll be a cruiserweight match for a title, depending on where they go with it. It could be, who knows?
Dude, is it safe to say we'll see a rematch for the tag titles between the two teams, Hardy Boys?
Unless they did it tonight, which again, we're taping on a Monday, people.
We haven't seen Raw.
We haven't looked it up. We're not spoiling it.
The only thing we know that happened tonight was the hockey game.
Yes. And that was a little bit of all right. Yeah. But, I mean, they could do it tonight. They could do it in a couple weeks. It is 5 weeks. Well, I guess 4 weeks and 6 days until the next pay-per-view. So they could wait. They might not. They're notorious with, you know, if they're moving on from one thing to another, they just kind of sweep it under the rug.
Would you not do a rematch between the Hardy Boys and Sheamus and Cesaro and have the Revival screw the Hardy Boys?
If you wanted to wait a month, absolutely you could. Depending, that's the real question, though. Are the writers going to be patient? Because Raw, they're notoriously not.
Yeah, but we still don't know if the Revival, just because they're on TV doesn't mean they're ready for in-ring.
No, that's very true, because, I mean, he does have his jaw wired shut. Broken jaws are not something you want to tamper with.
No.
You can trust me. I used to play a doctor on a YouTube show. I have broken several jaws.
You do not mess with locked jaw, people.
No, trust me. I've messed with that. Bad time. Yeah. You're gonna have a bad time.
The only screwdriver you will use is a flathead.
That's the only thing you'll have after a lockjaw.
Yeah.
If you have one at all. You might just break your Phillips.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is not a little bit of all right. Not at all.
I don't even want to think about this anymore.
No, that's no. So, what else can we see? I'm assuming we'll see a woman's match.
It'd be
Alexa Bliss versus... Nia?
Exactly what I was going to say. I think because Nia Jax has said she wants a title match.
And is she kind of going face?
Well, she said that she'll be Alexa Bliss's friend as long as she promises to give her a title match. So perhaps we'll see Alexa Bliss get away from this.
Yeah.
And then Nia Jax just beats her up. Gets a title match.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, I think that's going to be the match we see. Unless you do Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss.
It's possible. I mean, she's doing sweet dick all right now.
And then you can do Bayley and Nia.
Ugh. I've seen it. No more. Bring Emma into this. What is she doing?
She's hurt.
Again?
She got hurt in England.
She pulled the Atomi. Nice. Damn!
Maybe you bring back a certain down alumni.
Is she cleared?
Hmm.
I don't think that Xavier Woods could do it anyways.
Well,
Brad Maddox, he's not doing much.
You mean...
Mad Braddox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's Mickey James doing right now?
That's very true.
There's a couple of different ways, but I don't really care about seeing Mickey James either.
You know, Mickey James Bailey might be good.
Yeah? You're right.
So
you know what we really need to see though eventually? Becky Lynch nudes. Just throwing that out there. Vince, Hook us up, buddy.
Yeah, we don't want to see Seamus's great balls of fire.
No, we do not.
But
it looked like a rocket taking off.
But we do want to get to the bar.
Yeah.
So that does.
How long is this?
50 minutes.
50.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of all right. Let's wrap this bitch up.
And, I mean, my segue was quite well.
Yes, very, very well. You know what? Golf club. Golf club.
It got pulled over for DUI just like Tiger.
Which we should later, because we're going to the bar.
Yeah, we actually will actually have an alcohol level that will read something, though.
My alcohol level will be 2. Not a 0.02. Literally, the number 2.
Let's just go 10.
Oh, we are not waking up for work tomorrow.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I could take the week off.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
But yes, that's going to do it for this week's episode of The Sounds of Struggle.
Number 26.
26.
We're almost at 30. Guys got to think. We should probably do something for 30.
Yeah. We'll get really drunk and then do it. No, I don't.
Let's talk about this. I want to get to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit us up at our Twitter.
@tagstruggle. Or, if you're talking about the podcast, @tagstruggle_SOS.
I would say that's a good call, seeing how we're doing a podcast right now.
Either one. Either way's fine. Either way's fine.
And if you do not decide which Twitter you should be, then go to oneofmaneuver.net and pick up a vintage One World Empire shirt.
Which you're wearing.
I am. It's not vintage, though.
No.
It's original.
It's a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
Or a current Struggle versus Everybody.
Yes, and also available in baby onesies.
From tall to small, we have them all.
Because if you don't want your kids being called after vegetables, or fruits, or directions,
or cigarettes.
There's a Northwest. That's a name of a child.
Yes, my, what an age we live in.
She's gonna have ADD.
Is it a she? I don't know. Anyways, who cares?
It's Kanye's kid. Who cares?
It's Kim's kid. Yeah, that's a little bit of not all right.
Yeah. And then I was going with Apple. So.
Babies. Gwyneth Paltrow. She's insane too.
Yeah. But seriously, smarten up your kids before
we have smarten to do it for you up. Yeah. Before we have to do it for you.
Yeah. So get them a baby onesie of The Struggle. Or the OWE. Either way, it's all good.
Either way, it's fine.
Puts cash on the table that we can use to tip the waitress who gets us adult beverages.
If they're good.
Eh.
If they're not good, I'm not giving them shit.
If they're at our favorite Wobbly Paw stop in first round, they're always good.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
They're always good. But then, go to Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and check out all...
YouTube?
Yeah, we're on the...
The tubes at you.
Yeah. And you can go back and listen to every other episode of The Sounds of Struggle.
Or if you want to hurt yourself mentally, you can listen to other stuff on the Edmonton SPN stuff.
Edmonton Sport Podcast Network, yes. You can listen to Quick Calls. If there's anything we can say about that, it's... They're quick.
Just like his sex life. Well, that'd be non-existent, so it's longer than that. But you know what? He said that he'd have to actually handcuff us to a tree in July. So in the outdoor show, which is July 1st, Happy Canada Day, 150, we rule.
Yeah. Tag team champions of Alberta!
He said that Mike the Ref was going to... he's going to handcuff us to a tree. What I have to say to you, directly to you, Mike the Ref, bring it on. I welcome the challenge. I'm sure Chris Parrish would welcome the challenge. I know Sean Martins would welcome the challenge. You know what? One at a time. We won't even interfere in the match. You want to take on me first by yourself? Okay. You want to take on Chris Parrish? Okay. You want to take on Sean Martins? Okay. One at a time. We won't even get in the ring. Just you and the one. Bring it on, bud.
Yeah. Even Epic would can't help you.
They're average wood, at best.
Lumberjack Larry?
Loopy Jack Larry.
Axe him. He ain't a good decision for a partner.
Simply Epic Eddie Wood? Rude? Whatever the hell his name is?
Yeah.
We dropped him on his dome.
Yeah.
Sierra. Hotel. India. Echo. Lima.
Delta!
What a terrible airline.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, that's what we did.
Double book your seats. But yeah, so anyway.
Let's go drink.
All that good stuff. Follow us on the Facebook, the Instagram, you
Twitter.
Know it. It's on the bottom of...
Look in the descriptions.
Yep. There you go.
It describes us in greatness.
We are Tag Struggle.
And we are...
Wait. Also, the new MPW Tag Team Champions
of the World!